flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up at 4:30, the return of Who Sucks Less. But first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Couple of birthdays up at Ola's. I want to give a birthday shout out to my daughter, Cadence. She is 11 years old today. Amazing young lady that has a potential future in drama or in comedy. She has made my life an absolute joy. So can she get a little kid fish sandwich for her birthday, please? Also, she would love to hear Thrill say, down the throat, like Sylvester the Cat during the shot of the day. The main reason why she likes to listen to you guys. Thanks and rock on. That from Chris in Roy.
Fish sandwich.
And down the throat.
All of Men's Room, happy hump day. I want to wish my son, Matthew, a very happy 23rd birthday. I'd like to have an OG kids fish sandwich. Maybe some 80s or 90s wrestlers talking over each other, as my son is a huge pro wrestling fan. Thank you guys for all you do. Love the new anniversary beer. Big fan of the IPA. And keep on rocking. That from Joey.
Fish sandwich.
Try again. Fish sandwich.
Yeah, it's brother, let me tell you something. When it comes time you for your birthday, I love when I blow out the candle and the kitchen and smash it right in your face. And I'll make sure from the day to get to bed, Robin, you can sit and end this onion ring.
Hi, guys. That's hard to do.
Yeah. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Did we all just do Randy Savage?
Yes.
Pretty much. I went rock, because at first I didn't know what to do.
Ooh, rock's kind of tough.
But he just talks in catchphrases.
Right.
Yeah. So all I got out was, you know, your roll, know it, your mouth, shut it.
Yeah. I kind of channeled my inner Slim Jim, you know. Yeah, brother.
Well, he's the only one that has a voice of like it's easier to do the whole time.
It is.
For sure.
Once you're in, you're in. Let's see here, old dinosaurs, especially Thrill. I'm sure you've tried this yet, but if you haven't, Uncrustables in the air fryer. Preheat the air fryer for a few minutes, pull the Uncrustables out of the freezer and set them on the counter for a little bit to thaw while the air fryer preheats. Put them in for 5 to 7 minutes on 375. Enjoy them. That's from Ryan in Port Orchard.
I have not done that. There seems to be this big movement about kind of like the fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich, whether it's Uncrustable or just your standard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have not done it yet.
That was one of the last year for the tickets we had at that F1 race. It was like Emerald Lagasse or somebody catered it.
All right.
But that was one of the free stands that had the longest line.
It
was
right.
It was fried PB&J. I swear to God, it was just a deep fried Uncrustable.
This one says, catching up on some our earlier episodes on the Odyssey app and Thrill. I heard an episode recently and you kept saying and daring Ted to say, I do declare. Was that a Foghorn Leghorn reference? Rock on, y'all. That from Eric Axel.
I actually emailed him back and I said, look, it was a would you rather, which conveniently happened today as well. And I said, I do not remember the other option. It was just a matter of or
would you end every sentence with, I do declare?
It was hiccups. Nonstop hiccups for like 2 hours.
That's what the other one was? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and once we started saying, I do declare, it just kind of stuck.
But I mean, it's got to be Foghorn Leghorn. I don't know.
He let a Rhode Island Red his cousin.
His cousin, that's it.
But then like two people yeah, that say it.
Rhode Island Red.
But that sounds more like Foghorn Leghorn saying it.
Well, they kind of sound the same.
They're the same guy. Yeah. They're cousins. Guys, love the show. Avid listener for almost most of the 20 years. So last night, at precisely 3:35 a.m., my bedroom smoke detector battery decided to die.
Eep.
I blame Miles, since he mentioned it. I guessed,
eep.
Maybe yeah, 3:35, but still eerily close to 3:30. It's on a vaulted ceiling.
Oh.
So my stoned, half-asleep self had to dig around the garage to find a ladder, drag it upstairs, almost fell off at once, and get the battery swapped out. Got back to sleep around 5 a.m. Still made my dentist appointment at 8. Rock on, guys. That from Dave.
That's you know what? I'll hop on that one. I had to change one out this weekend, too. Screw you, Mouse.
What time?
Eep.
I felt a little bad as I left town on Friday, got home Sunday afternoon, and it was chirping.
So you have no idea what
I have no idea.
I guarantee it started at 3:30 in the morning.
I'm willing to think if I left my house at 10, it started at like 10:01. Like my neighbor's like, where are you?
Probably knocking on the door like, is he home?
Yeah.
Scouting is the subject there, Mike. To clear this rank stuff up, Eagle is earned for your lifetime.
Correct.
So Mike and my son Nick are in fact Eagle Scouts.
Correct.
Miles and myself were Life Scouts.
Correct.
That's as far as we got. I am totally bummed for Miles that events unfolded like they did with the Scoutmaster. For a moment, I thought, hey, we should petition for an honorary Eagle. But then I remembered how much of a drunk degenerate he is. My son aged out a couple years ago, but being an assistant Scoutmaster with his troop, an amazing time for us both. Love the show, and congrats on 20 years. That from Tony, the Impala.
The Impala, yes.
I'm just saying, I finished as a Life Scout. And as it is right there in the title, I'm a scout for life.
That's your claim to fame of this.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, whatever helps you sleep at night.
You know, trying to just get through it, Mike.
Mike, are you just remarkably unimpressed?
I mean, yeah.
Subject.
Yeah.
Could have done it, man.
Disappointment. Unimpressed.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
All
for him.
Things. Yeah. Okay, scammed. Picholas, the one time I got scammed was with a brand new credit card. I'd only had it for less than a week. This was a U.S. bank card that I applied for a while in the U.K. because I was going to be visiting the States. So I figured I'd get the card delivered to my parents' place and pick it up while I was there. I only used the card exactly twice while I was there. A convenience store for a pack of smokes and at a Safeway. Less than $15 maybe on the purchases. Thing is, the credit card is chip and PIN, and I used the chip and PIN. The convenience store swiped the card the old-fashioned way. Months later, I'm back in the UK, as normal. Suddenly, I get an email from the bank asking me to confirm transactions. So I sign in directly to my online banking. Sure enough, I see a ton that I did not make, totaling over $1,000. Had not used the card at all, aside from those two times. Thankfully, I was not liable for any of the activity. But I know exactly what happened. Those bastards at the convenience store had to have skimmed the details and sold them. That store closed down recently, so good riddance. Cheers, guys. That from Sean in England. Okay, coming up, we will drink and toast to the shot of the day at 5:08. But first,
now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Phil Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine, out of these three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like I said at the top of the show, we have our three stories. One is a creep. The other two, fire as retribution. Let us start with the creepy guy. They say, in an apparent effort to rekindle a years-ago sexual relationship, a Florida man hit a GPS tracker on the car of a female victim in an attempt to engineer a chance meeting for him to coincidentally run into her. Investigators allege that one Tyler Strack, 22-year-old Chipotle worker, he purchased a Cube brand tracker from Best Buy and installed the device on the woman's car. Now, the victim, she discovered the tracking device last year, contacted the police. Well, using a series of subpoenas, investigators linked Strack to the item's purchase and to an email address provided upon purchase of the Cube tracker. Asked about Strack, the victim told cops that she had a brief sexual relationship with him several years ago, which ended with no further substantial contact. So it's not that they're dating. They just had a quick fling and it was done. Now, during police questioning, Strack reportedly admitted to purchasing the tracker and installing the device on the victim's vehicle at her residence in an attempt to run into the victim later. He was arrested on a felony charge and booked into the county jail. The Clearwater resident, he was released from custody yesterday morning after posting $5,000 bond. Hey, dude, if you already know where she lives, maybe just knock on her door, have a conversation. Just saying. And now we
a lot of better ways.
Every way is better. You already know where she lives. You already know who she is. Like, just reach out to her. They say TikTok was down for less than 24 hours this weekend. But how did America's youth react? Well, the 19-year-old Wisconsin kid, he's facing charges after he tried to burn down his congressman's office. He told the cops he did it because he was upset about TikTok going away. It happened in Fond du Lac early Sunday morning, about 3 hours after TikTok went dark, which would be, what, about 11 hours before it came back anyway. Anyway, the office he torched belongs to Congressman Glenn Grothman. He's a Republican who's been outspoken about TikTok being a security threat. And he co-sponsored a bill to ban it on government devices back in 2022. So the fire started near the back door and burned some vinyl siding outside. But cops managed to knock the flames down with fire extinguishers. Then firefighters got there and took over. They say the fire never got inside. The Fond du Lac's chief of police said no one was there when it happened. So luckily no one got hurt. But last we checked, they still didn't release the guy's name. But he's facing arson charges. They said he was arrested at the scene, quote, because he was just sitting there watching it burn. So he's going to burn down the congressman's office because of a TikTok ban. Mm-hmm. And now we have a Missouri woman who was so angry at a bar in Puerto Rico that they kicked her out that she burned it down, along with an adjacent fully booked hotel. Danielle Bertathy. She was arrested in Missouri, where she fled hours after the fire in the seaside town of Cabo Rojo. She had booked an Airbnb into town from December 30th to January 11th. Now, when she arrived at Bar Maria around 8:30 p.m. on New Year's Day, witnesses said she was already drunk. Well, she was denied alcohol. Then she became belligerent and argumentative, making comments about Puerto Ricans. Keep in mind, she was in Puerto Rico. So she was asked to leave. Well, naturally, she refused. So the bar owners called police, and the police, they just escorted her back to her Airbnb. But she returned as the bar was closing and acted more aggressively. So around 12:30 in the morning, surveillance video showed her at the bar pouring liquid from a red container. Now, the owner of her Airbnb had given her the red government-issued gas can to fuel the generator during an island-wide blackout. So she had the gas tank because the owners of the Airbnb gave it to her because of the storms that were down there. Well, anyway, subsequent fire burned down the bar and an adjacent restaurant and a gift shop and a hotel where 31 guests were staying. Good news, all escaped with their lives. Now, the hotel owner, one Angel Luis Morero, he said, quote, that lady, without any reason, revenge, I don't know, burned our place and turned our small piece of paradise into hell. Though she planned to stay in Puerto Rico for another 10 days, she left for the airport hours after the blaze. Now, questioned by police in her St. Peter's, Missouri home, she admitted that she did some things that were out of character for her, but claimed not to know anything about the fire, in spite of leaving 10 days before she was supposed to. Anyway, she was later indicted on arson charge by a federal grand jury in Puerto Rico. She faces 5 to 20 years in prison if convicted, and she remains in custody.
Okay.
So there you go. We got the guy who puts a tracking device on this random chick's car because he'd had sex with her a couple of years previous so that he could follow her around, track her movements, and then try to arrange a chance meeting. Oh, hey, I didn't know you were here. We have the 19-year-old kid in Wisconsin. He tried to burn down the congressman's office because that congressman supported the TikTok ban. As we all know, the TikTok ban lasted 14 hours, and he still tried to burn the place down. And then this version of a Karen lady from Missouri and Puerto Rico who burned down a gift shop, a bar, restaurant, and a hotel. Okay.
The guy,
because they didn't want to overserve her.
All right, the Florida guy though, that was a consensual sexual relationship.
Yeah, their relationship years before had been consensual. He's just trying to get back in her pants, so he puts the tracking device on her car
to run into her. Right, right. Instead of right social media, whatever,
like all the other methods you have, you know, physically speaking to someone, just normal stuff.
That is, I mean, that's insane. But man. The lady in Puerto Rico, I'm going to say she sucks the most. A, you destroyed those people's livelihood.
Right.
Hopefully they have insurance. I don't know how it works.
Could have killed somebody.
As I say, second of all, right, you easily could have killed somebody. And then the story I read, too, said she showed up at like 8, already hammered.
That's the thing. They didn't want to overserve her. She was smashed. And keep in mind, she starts dropping slurs and all this. They call the cops, and the cops are decent enough just to take her back to the Airbnb.
To her place.
Right? Like, just go home, go to sleep.
And she was. It was just her? She wasn't with anybody?
Nope.
Man.
She sounds lovely, though.
Yeah, I mean, I get you're blacked out drunk, you're angry, but burning down a whole bar and then a hotel, that, like, she just has to suck the worst. The Florida man, I want to say he sucks the least, but also that feels like he's teetering on a very, very...
stalker-ish kind of...
stalker, alarmingly creepy way that something could have gone much worse.
For sure.
Like, the 19-year-old, he's 19, he's an adult. I want to maybe cut him some slack. How bad was the office burned?
It wasn't burned that bad. It burned through the vinyl side, and the cops managed to put it out. His dumb ass was still standing there watching it. But it's like, dude, it's TikTok. And I understand what TikTok means to certain people, but there are 8,000 other apps as well. And it's not like they banned you from TikTok. Like, they're banning everyone. From, you're not alone.
And they brought it back.
And they brought it back.
I mean, I would say simply just because nobody really got injured in that one, this is just a 19-year-old being a complete idiot. That he sucks the least.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
I think I'm right there, man, with it. Because I'm teetering between Florida guy and TikTok dude is sucking the least.
I'm thinking the congressional guy, the Florida guy.
The guy who put the tracker on the chick's car.
No, the guy who tried to burn down the congressman.
Oh, he was Wisconsin, yeah.
Oh, he's Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
I'll tell you why. No congressman is ever in their office. And they're especially not in their office in their home state.
Right. They are probably
decent. They're never there. I'm assuming he did this when nobody was working. Or else they would have run out.
I believe he did it at night.
So there's little chance that anyone could be injured in this. The fire department did get there.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the fire out with minimal damage. And they arrested him as he was outside watching this thing burn down.
Yeah.
He is a complete idiot. No doubt about it.
I don't even think he's an idiot. I think he's got mental problems.
And that's right. Why I'm saying that I think this, in this instance, with the fact that he was trying to make a statement, but there was no intent to harm anyone. The intent was just to burn the office down. Congressman, he can get another office. Trust me, they have the money for that,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, the Florida guy with the tracking tag, the only thing that would make that okay to me is he's just that socially awkward.
But maybe, man, but he had a sexual relationship with this chick a couple years ago. He's 22 now. So even if you're awkward, you have the ability to pull off what your goal is because he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know what you mean. Like, a lot of awkward people have had sex, but on some level, they also know I can be not so awkward to get laid. Right? Because he's done it. But with this specific chick, so. Mm-hmm.
So are we all going with the 19-year-old that tried to burn down the congressman?
I mean, that's
ridiculous.
Just weighing the other options. I'm not saying that that's justified and that's the right thing to do just based on the other
stories.
I'm going to go with that.
Yep, I'm with it.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with the shout of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I got it at 5:08. We will drink and toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. The USPS has announced the release of, you guys ready for this, Goodnight Moon stamps.
Why do they think that's going to excite anyone over the age of 7?
It's nostalgic. I can see it. I can understand it. You're going back a little bit there. You know, it's from your childhood.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't
feel any sentiment whatsoever.
Is it back?
Is Goodnight Moon back? I'm not positive. Nope, I don't know. There's a man who has spent the last 24 years at sea living on cruise ships.
Yeah, I heard about this. Read that whole story. It was interesting from a financial standpoint of what could be done.
I'm not working on it. So what all did you figure out on that one?
He did have a residence in Miami.
Okay.
And that was costing him about $110,000 a year.
Jeez, a whiz.
As far as his, all of his expenses.
Gotcha. Okay.
It'd be mortgage, HOA, whatever your life is.
It ended up being about $70,000 to live on this cruise ship. He was still working remotely.
Sure.
Right, because that was my first question to Miles. And Miles was like, no, he's working remotely, so he could do it there. It's like, all right.
Yeah. And he spent $70,000 a year to live on this cruise ship. He would go from one cruise to the next, just jump on the next one.
Okay.
Or if it came back around, he could stop in Panama City, get on a cruise ship if he wanted to.
Sure.
Or he could continue to do the loop and come back to Miami. So he would just piece this all together. That also included as much as he wanted to eat.
Right.
That's included in the price of being on the cruise ship.
You can also individually pay for your drinks if you want. Or as he said, I will stop off at port, I will grab myself a bottle, I will put whatever I want in my travel mug, walk around, drink my drinks on the ship.
No Keep in mind your asked. Booze, duty free.
Correct. Right.
So if you buy yourself a bottle, in other words, not a drink, but a bottle, when you buy it, when you're in the port of call, it's duty free.
Yeah, right. He's like, look, man, I wake up in a different town, and you know, once I get my work done, or I do my work at night, then I would pick and choose where I wanted to get off, what I wanted to see. Free reign over where you were. You sleep through the night. The boat travels. You wake up. You're in a different town.
Right.
You still got your work done.
You're down in the Caribbean, so you're down the tropics.
And you're $40,000 less a year than you were to just stay in an apartment condo in Miami.
You got somebody who's coming in, making your bed each and every day. You got somebody who's making your food.
Plus your interactions with people. Everybody else is on vacation, so they're in good mood.
They're in real good mood, dude. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you post about a bar with a whole bunch of people that are just, they're ready to throw down and have a good time.
Also, there's a pool.
Yeah.
There's hot tubs. There's a gym.
A spa.
Game room.
Sure.
Stores. I mean, everything you need is on the cruise ship.
There's bands that are playing all the time.
And Mike, you've done cruises.
I love cruises,
In theory, whatever your meal plan or dietary restrictions are, you're fine on a cruise. They have everything.
Like I said, if you just want hot dogs and hamburgers one day, that's always there. Chicken fingers, all that kind of crap. If you want the more extravagant meal, that's there. But the fact that it keeps re-upping it, all of those things are included.
Right. And you're not even missing a whole lot. You know, I remember the cruise that I went on back when I was a kid. They got this pool, this huge jumbotron that's out there in the middle of the middle of everything.
Yeah.
And they played, you know, kids' movies and family movies and stuff like that all the time, except for Monday night. What'd they play? You're damn right. Monday night frickin' football up on that big old thing.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's awesome.
Hell yeah, dude. It was badass. I didn't even like football at the time. I was like, that's really cool.
We need to do our show from a cruise ship.
The ones I've heard? They're typically soft ACs.
Okay.
And they do them on the Disney cruise.
Oh, yeah.
So that one just goes to an island.
Because they're responsible. They would never put us on a cruise ship.
Like Greg and Maria and the people we used to work with in Baltimore, they do that every year. They go on a Disney cruise and they bring a few listeners and people pile on and get on that damn thing, take the family and go.
What if we can get in bed with Shiprocked?
What a Shiprock.
That's Disney cruise only for rock bands.
Are they the ones who put on all those?
That's right.
All right. That would actually be cool.
Yeah, it would be. You get to see Slaughter, Kicks, Trickster.
Exactly.
You know?
And a lot of loose women.
Yeah, see what Kip Winger's up to.
I'd go on the Hootie Cruise.
Yeah. The Hootie Cruise.
Shake hands with whoever you want to.
That's right. I was recently in an elevator, and everybody was like the same age as me, and they were like, something. And I just hear the guy's girlfriend go, yeah, maybe we should have gone on that Hootie Cruise. And I was like, saw him this summer. Yeah.
She was like, I told you.
Like, she was like, were they good? I was like, they were awesome.
You ruined his night.
Did shots with chips enough, man.
Drinking seltzer waters may actually help our bodies process sugars more effectively.
Okay.
All right. I'm not a big seltzer water guy, but most people I know certainly are.
I've really gotten into it, and I honestly prefer it now. I love a seltzer water, especially just a twist of lime's all you need, and it's fantastic.
I tell you what, sometimes at home, I got to remind myself to drink regular water.
Right. We can just hydrate, Ted.
I drink water all day at work.
No, seltzer people nighttime? Don't do it though. I mean, it's weird. Like, if everyone I know that drink seltzer, they I'm so thirsty. You got any seltzer? I'm like, dude, you're dying of thirst, but I don't want tap, homeboy. Mm-hmm. I want seltzer.
Yeah.
Especially in the morning, sometimes that cold, crisp with the bubbles.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of like that Christmas of a Sprite,
but it just tastes kind of weird to me.
That's fair.
I mean, if you like it, you like it. I just don't.
Right. But it's kind of like having a beer in the morning. But you're not. You're not in trouble or anything.
Yeah, I mean, Mikey Castle
without
and I were
the trouble.
About,
yeah, that's right. That's right.
Like sometimes if I'm not drinking during a football game, I mean, I will go through.
Oh, hell yeah.
Seven or eight goddamn seltzers just like cracking them. Like, let's get them.
I bought a pack. I know the playoff football's still going.
Yeah,
right. Steve, a little birdie told me there's new members to your family at home, courtesy of your daughter.
Yeah, her weird-ass snail, man. Look, I don't know how this crap works, but she's got the fish tank. She wanted a snail because that's how she operates. So we got her a snail. The thing's like maybe half an inch long. Just sticks to the side. It's as dull of a creature as it could be. All right? So she stayed home this weekend when I had to fly down to Austin.
Fantastic.
I see her Friday morning. Baby, I love you, blah, blah, blah. There's one snail in her aquarium. I call her Saturday to check in on her. Hey, baby, how you doing? I'm doing good. Dad, there's seven snails in the fish tank.
Seven?
Seven. So I was like, did you go to the fish store and get more snails? She goes, no, they're baby snails. I said, is your snail a hoe? Like, how did this happen?
Throwing some snail leg out there?
Yeah. She's like, I don't know, but there's seven of them.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. So now there's a total of seven snails, only one of which we want. I don't know how snails operate, dude, but they just get it done.
Well, good news, you're about to find out.
Oh, cool.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Oh, good.
The Men's Room Top 10.
As an ode to Steve the Thrill Hill's daughter, we bring you 10 fascinating facts about snails.
All right.
SpongeBob SquarePants' loyal pet is a snail named Gary, who meows like a cat.
Yes, he does.
Maybe you've seen the speed-obsessed snail who dreams of becoming the world's greatest race car driver, appropriately named Turbo.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget the classic BBC children's cartoon, Snailsbury Tales. I prefer my snails with bread and parsley garlic butter.
It recently came up that my wife had a snail growing up.
Like, who? Why do they like snail? My daughter wanted fish. She wanted an aquarium. Her birthday's in November. We said we will hook you up, knowing that Christmas is right behind that. We'll get you more fish. So we got her initial fish thing. Christmas comes up. Pick out a few more fish, baby. What do you want? She got two shrimp and a snail.
A snail.
I almost want to quit. And now that snail is just like birthing itself somehow.
When she told me, I showed her my shock. I said, you had a snail when you were a kid? She says, yeah, Mo. I said, you named your snail Mo. His name was Slow Mo.
Slow Mo.
Oh, that's pretty good. I like that.
Okay, I dig it.
I left for an hour after that. Fun facts about snails. Snails and slugs actually belong to a group of mollusks known as gastropods. This means they are related to weird animals like blue sea dragons and sheep slugs. Yeah.
What a beautiful family.
It's going to get gross in here because we're talking about snail facts.
The weird thing is snails are kind of gross, but that thing cleans that tank.
Does it really?
Yeah. I mean, it's just all about it. Because there's a couple of catfish in there that eat everything. But sure. The snail takes care of
those catfish will also eat some of those babies.
I keep watching, man, because I thought for sure they were going to snatch him, but they're not. They just leave him alone for now.
We're just here to clean the tank.
Well, we'll wait for that update.
Snails are also mollusks, which are a group of animal that have a hard shell. Other mollusks include clams, oysters, and octopus. Some more fun facts. Scientists have found snail fossils from millions of years ago. In fact, they are one of the oldest known animal species in the world. By most estimates, snails have been around for around 600 million years.
Maybe because they just take their time.
Really?
Well, you've seen those shells before, as far as, you know,
right.
Fossils. So you know that shell exists.
What do they call them? Ammonites or something like that?
So, you're very close if you're not saying it.
Right.
Snail stuff.
Have you found that your daughter's trying to talk to her snail and it's not responding?
Well, they don't talk as far as I know, but my daughter talks to all of her fish. Yes.
They also can't hear.
Oh, really?
To find food, they use chemoreceptors on their tentacles, much like a dog would use their nose.
Hmm. I did not know
antennae.
That.
They don't have ears. So.
That's kind of weird, man.
Exactly. Snails have slime behind, leave slime behind them as they travel, and the slime protects them as they move.
Snail trail.
The snail trail.
That is exactly what that is.
That
yeah.
is a fact.
I didn't know that till 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Somehow a snail got into my apartment.
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
How long does it take you to close your door? Anytime I found like a snail and something, like, how did you get in here?
For real.
That's a good question. You move, how in the hell did you get in my home?
The only thing I could figure is like, this was my first apartment, right? So there was a tree right there.
Oh, there you go.
That kind of came over the balcony. I assume somehow
fell in.
The snail fell in, and then I don't know. In the summertime, I probably just left the slider open and he got in.
It could also be a slug, and I wonder if they just
have the ability
to just kind of squeeze in at some point. I don't know why they want to, but I do find that they just run right through the front door.
And there is like some spots that are just sluggy spots.
Yeah.
I do not like slugs.
Well, it's just a snail that's homeless.
The difference is, like, the snail covers its gross bits.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you see the slug, you're like, oh, my God, dude, you're disgusting. The snail's like, you don't need to see what's behind my head.
If you've hiked in this area, I've seen them 6-7 inches long. You're like, wow, dude, you're a giant.
Yeah.
Snails are actually nocturnal. You might be surprised to know that they are largely nocturnal. They typically come out at night or very early in the morning.
Because they're freaks.
That's why you see them on the dog walk when you get home in the evenings. Whatever you don't. And then you
life
hear
is here.
You feel them.
Party all the time.
I mean, I would throw. Freaks come out at night.
That's right.
Line them up.
Right? Want to get snaily? Want to see the inside of my shell?
That's right.
Come on in, baby. Good times are knocking. Getting a bunch of texts are coming in. Apparently, this is not unusual. They better get an assassin snail for that tank. My wife bought 4 snails 8 years ago. We've had so many snails birth from them. That our gravel tank is covered with a layer of empty snail shells from dead snails that starve themselves to death. They literally breed like rabbits on crack. Cool. Geez. Wish I had known that.
That's nasty, man. Try many. Okay. If it's cloudy, foggy, or rainy, snails will feed during the day.
Hmm. Oh, I see. Just to avoid predators, I guess.
Gotta be. Or maybe that also makes it a little bit darker outside, so that it probably is a predator thing.
Maybe they're just emo.
Well, it sounds to me like birds eat them.
I like it.
And that's why they're nocturnal.
Yeah, it's kind of overcast today. I guess I'll come out. Right.
They just listen to Rana all day.
Yeah.
Put on I'm only happy when it rains.
Put on their fingerless gloves.
Something in the way.
Which is a big problem for a snail. That's a long way to go out and around.
Right.
Some more fun snail facts.
I hate this shoebox.
Good news, Steve. Snails can live for 10 to 15 years in the wild.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
But this extends up to 25 years in captivity.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Should we call Thrill the snail daddy?
Snail daddy.
Snail daddy.
Snail daddy.
He charges rent. $1,000 a shell.
Yeah. Smoke man, a.k.a. the snail daddy.
Snail daddy.
Get my snails done today.
Thank God.
The snail salon. We're going to work it all out.
Snails are actually cowards. They have no backbone. They're invertebrates.
Bitch ass snail.
Good one. Good one.
Thank you.
They're cowards.
They're cowards.
They refuse to any confrontation.
Bunch of peeves.
You could just take their shells.
Their shells, speaking of which, actually protect them from predators and dehydration.
Yeah. I mean, that makes complete sense.
Stays wet in there.
But they don't make their own shells. Which is what's weird to me. I thought they basically foraged for the shell. No.
No, it is a common misconception that snails are that slugs are homeless snails. They are similar, but they are not the same. It's kind of like saying a chicken is a eagle that never learned how to fly. You know, they're both of the same same umbrella, but they are different. So snails will actually grow their little shell as it goes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Snails are triploblastic protostomes.
Well, everyone knows that, Mike.
Yes, they have bilaterally symmetrical bodies that are made up of 3 main parts, a foot, a head, and a body.
And that's it.
That's it. That's all I got.
Hence gastropod. Was it like stomach foot? I believe that's the literal translation
of it. Is that really it?
Yeah.
Snail's body has a head, a neck, a visceral hump, they say, a tail, and a foot. They have two pairs of tentacles or feelers. The larger set is located at the top of the head that contains the snail's eyes. The smaller set is located at the lower side of the head that the snail uses to smell and feel.
Okay.
The little whiskers that they got down.
Can't hear anything, but you...
Visceral hump that contains most of the snail's vital organs is actually located inside the snail's shell.
That makes sense. So you'd want to protect those most.
Hikes it up in there. The snail's mouth is in the middle of its head and below the lower set of tentacles. I keep trying to say testicles here. They don't have those. just have tentacles. But this is the number one fact when it comes to snails, and it's going to explain what happened there.
Oh, Lord.
There is no way to tell whether a snail is a male or a female.
This one has boobs.
Because... She's just dragging double E's.
Huge.
Most are actually both. Snails are hermaphrodites.
So when you tell a snail to go F itself, like, one step ahead of you.
Can. It can. They can lay eggs and fertilize them, too.
Damn.
Why would it want to do that?
So his snail doesn't need another snail to keep making babies.
Correct. No.
She's like a self-ho.
She is. She is a one-stop grocery store.
That's truth.
She's got it all there, man. Miles, how does a cat become a frequent flyer?
That is a great question. How does it?
I'll tell you how at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to see Drink Task and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and I'm reading the text coming in. It seems like I may have made a mistake getting a snail.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hey.
Yeah.
Maybe time to call Pet Solutions.
Pet man. Actually, we talked to my daughter about it, and apparently most of the babies won't make it. And with her, that could be a catastrophic emotional thing. She was like, okay. I was like, cool. I'm glad there's an animal that can die and you're not going to freak out.
Let's put them in a plastic bag saying you're taking them to Mr. Ted's.
What's the solution?
Doesn't he own Pet Solutions?
What's the solution to this one? Just a can of Morton's?
Yeah. You don't have to be cruel, man. Don't be cruel.
The catfish would be in trouble, too.
Today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewery, and this shot was brought to my attention by a very loyal listener, Wen Trung Lee. So today, we toast Ms. Sherelle Parker of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, Sherelle happens to be the mayor of Philadelphia. Ted, you already know this.
Yeah, I almost used it, too.
So it'll come as no surprise that she is a Philadelphia Eagles fan. And hours before last weekend's Eagles-Rams NFC divisional game, they're having, quote-unquote, some weather. So Mayor Parker was at a winter weather news conference when she decided to kind of step out all the serious stuff and break into the Eagles chant. And if you don't know, the Eagles chant, much like the Jets, they had to spell Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S, right?
Eagles. Right?
Or something like that. I'll let you take a listen to her performance.
Listen, we've got to do this. Let me hear you all say E-L-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Birds!
Did she say E-L?
Adam, you talked about the status quo.
This is a press conference later.
The status quo is not acceptable in the Parker administration. We don't promise perfection. I'm so happy that I never have, especially after I couldn't spell Eagles right.
If you're wondering, she spelled it E-L-G-S. E-S-L-G-S.
Whoa.
Yeah, E-L-G-S-E-S. I don't know much about the public school system in Philadelphia, but I'm going out there.
You do now.
Probably not good.
Yeah. I mean, that matchup Sunday is arguably the two better fight songs in professional football.
Sure, and it's really cool when you can sing them right.
Correct.
So we're toasting the mayor of Philadelphia. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hula, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.